It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Probably the only people happy to see this past week's snowfall were the ski resort operators, whose livelihood depends on plenty of the white stuff. While the song Moonlight in Vermont mentions ski trails down a mountainside, cross-country skiing is an enjoyable and healthy way to enjoy the winter landscape. Here to suggest some cross-country skiing destinations in the region is Elaine LaBalme, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Lots of snow, lots of cold.
Lots of cold.
So we'll talk about winter activities, New Girl. With all the snow that we've been getting lately, we can almost cross-country ski right out our front door. I know you're a fan of the sport. Why do you like it better than downhill skiing?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, I think this is something that almost anyone can do. And, you know, the years we lived in California, I did a lot of downhill. And once my husband introduced me to cross-country skiing, I was sold. I mean, if you can walk and you can run, you can cross-country ski. You're talking just putting one foot in front of the other. So it's very easy to learn. It is less expensive than downhill skiing, less of a time and money commitment involved. So that's important to a lot of people. And, I mean, there are so many places where you can do it. I was thinking this morning, too, back to the snowfalls that they had in New York City, the big snowfalls last winter, and a lot of people were cross-country skiing right out of Central Park and around. And I mean, if you can cross-country ski in Manhattan, you can cross-country ski just about anywhere. And, you know, there's plenty. I mean, you just think in Pittsburgh, you know, you get enough snowfall, you can go to South Park, North Park, you can go just about anywhere to cross-country. Just, you know, and there's lots of other places you can go also, obviously, and make a weekend out of it. But it's just something with tremendous accessibility, low buy-in. You don't have to be a, you know, terrific athlete to do it. I just think it has lots of possibilities.
All right. Well, let's go on to your Fab Five list of nearby cross-country ski options. And first up are some terrific trails in a state park an hour away.
Yes, Moraine State Park. Don't know if you're familiar with it.
Of course.
Yeah, well, I know. Pittsburghers tend to be. It's a much-loved park in the summer.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's more of a summertime location.
However,
we don't think about it in the winter.
And you should, because they actually have over 6 miles of groomed trails. Now, that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but, you know, for a morning or an afternoon, that's probably plenty. And it's beautiful landscape. It's the Pleasant Valley and the Sunken Garden Trails. I've actually hiked them in the summer and skied them in the winter. So it's a great place to go. You just go onto their website and check the winter report because, you know, it is close in to an urban area. So they don't always have enough snow. As long as they've got a 6-inch snowpack, they can open up the trails for cross-country skiing. I checked yesterday. They just had an inch on the ground. But that can change so quickly. I mean, we might get enough snow on Saturday to where you can go out there and ski on Sunday. So, you know, easy access. You can do it for a morning or an afternoon.
The Pennsylvania Wilds is a 12-county area in the nation's northern tier, and it also has numerous options.
Yes, I love the Pennsylvania Wilds. I've been up there a number of times. The northern tier, so you have to think, you know, the very top of the T in Pennsylvania. Several state parks have terrific cross-country skiing. Bald Eagle State Park, one of my favorite state parks. Actually, we were out there last winter. They have 7 miles of ungroomed trails, but they don't get a ton of snow in this particular park. So even though it's ungroomed, it's pretty accessible. Cook Forest State Park, that's another state park a couple hours north of Pittsburgh that is much loved in the summer. You know, I've spent time camping and hiking in there, but they do have 3 groomed trails, the Fire Tower Road, Tom's Run, and Forest Drive. Again, very easy to get to from Pittsburgh. And then one state park in the PA Wilds that gets a lot of snow, arguably, or you know, what people say is the most, is Denton Hill State Park. This is considered the snow belt of Potter County, an area which I've traversed somewhat. I haven't skied up there, but they have over 30 miles of groomed trails. Now, this is, you could say, literally in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, as the crow flies, it'd probably be 2 hours from Pittsburgh. But when you think about the roads that you would take to get there, it's probably closer to a 4-hour drive. So this is one where you have to think about, well, let's find, you know, some cabins or a close-by city, what have you. Or maybe go up for the day and then come back, say, to the State College area, spend the night around there, and then come back to Pittsburgh because it's a little bit of a drive.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, about cross-country ski destinations. And this is a winter where we're expected to get a lot of snow.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, a lot of snow. You're absolutely right.
So does that mean that, you know, you're going to have to maybe make plans ahead of time because people are anticipating that, you know, this is a great year for cross-country skiing, so they're already making their plans and therefore you should too?
You know, let me say this. I have found over the years that cross-country skiing is sort of like the poor stepchild of winter sports, whereas you would be wise to book ahead for downhill skiing and those types of resorts. Whether you're thinking cross-country skiing or snowmobiling or snowshoeing, even if you go to a resort, they just don't seem to be as booked on those sports. I don't really think you need to book ahead. And again, you're not always doing this attached to a resort. You could be, certainly, but I think you have a little bit more leeway. I think you have the opportunity to see what the weather's like. You know, is there a nice, fresh, powdery snow? And then you think about, well, where could I go that's, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours away on the spur of the moment? I think that that's something you have the ability to do with cross country. I've always found that people plan a lot more for downhill trips than they do to just go cross country or snowshoeing.
Virginia may be south to some, but it's also got plenty of cross country and downhill skiing, I understand.
It does, yes.
I was not aware. Usually you think you have to go north.
Well, a lot of people think that. And it's funny, the resorts in Virginia tend to be frequented more by folks, say, in the Philly, D.C. corridor because it's more accessible to them. But there's a property that I love that's just so magical. And we've talked about it here for different reasons generally in the summer. But the Homestead Resort in Hot Springs, Virginia. This is a mountainside resort. This is the place where Thomas Jefferson took the waters in their hot springs, you know, centuries ago, as did, you know, many folks. And it's this, you know, wonderful, iconic property. And they allow cross-country skiing in the winter on the old course, which is one of their big golf courses. And so you can go out there and they groom some trails for you. And it's absolutely beautiful. And then you also get to experience everything else that the property has to offer. I believe you can take the waters. They're healing waters year round. They're hot springs. But there's also, you know, it's great dining, you know, all kinds of sports and spa and the whole nine yards. It's a great place for, I'd say, a long weekend getaway. And they do have downhill skiing as well, ice skating
also.
They've
certainly got mountains there.
They do. They absolutely do. And, you know, you can take advantage of them. But people don't think to go, like you said, they don't think to go south. They don't think to go to Virginia to ski. But there's some excellent cross country there in the winter.
Heading north again, there's some fine cross-country skiing in upstate New York, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if this is something that a lot of people have already thought of because the Olympics, the 2014 Olympics in Sochi, are coming up. And so you think about Lake Placid, New York, where the Olympics were held in
1932 and 1980.
No, seriously, it was 32 and 80? I didn't know about 32. Okay, you scooped me, Paul. Anyway, they still have the Olympic Sports Complex Cross Country Center, and I understand that there are athletes training for Sochi there. So if you go up there, you might be able to see them. The better known cross country trails there, the Jackrabbit Trail and the Keen Valley Trail, not too far from Lake Placid. But the neat thing about this place, you know, this areas, it's huge. I mean, you could stay at a luxury, you know, 5-star resort. You could stay at a cabin, you know, so you've got lots of options. It's a little bit of a drive. So again, you're going to think long weekend or, you know, maybe even make a week out of it. But I mean, snow sport options in Lake Placid, tons of them, including some very good cross country.
And you are heading to I'm so jealous. You're going way north up into Canada, the province of Quebec, where we understand that you will be spending the Christmas holidays. And we'll return with tales to tell. Where to there? I mean, there's probably all sorts of options.
There are lots of options. And let me say this. I've been checking the temperatures at weather.com for Montreal and Quebec City, where we will be between, you know, the Christmas holidays and New Year's. And a lot of days are in the minus range. So I don't know if you're going to be so jealous of this excursion by the time we get back. But, I mean, it's a real pretty area. And I have been to Montreal in the winter, never Quebec City in the winter. So we're looking forward to seeing it. They've gotten a lot of snow already. And a couple of places that are just primed for cross-country skiing in the province of Quebec. One of them is Gatineau Park, which is actually closer to Ottawa. Ottawa is in Ontario, but it's right on the border of, you know, literally the Ontario-Quebec border, bordering the city of Gatineau. And this is a park that had a provincial park, over 100 miles, 125 plus miles of groomed trails. So tons of options for cross-country skiing there. And then a little bit closer to the Montreal area, sort of between Montreal and Quebec City, is the Maurice National Park of Canada that has 50 plus miles of groomed trails. And they actually have ski in, ski out cabins that you can spend the night in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this, you know, that's a great thing to do. I don't know if you know this, Paul, but I did spend a winter living in Norway many, many moons
ago. I did not know
ago,
that.
Yes, and I was in Oslo, but literally from where I was, we would drive 5-10 minutes and we were on the cross-country ski trails that would just take you way into the woods. And we often did those ski-in, ski-out huts and, you know, where you can overnight or always get an amazing meal. The baked goods at those ski huts in Norway. You're right. It all goes back to food for me. But I still remember some of those baked goods that I had in those places. They did a lot of things with fresh currants and whatnot. But heavy cream, too. But yeah, certainly going north to Quebec, again, that's something you do need to plan a little bit more for. But I will say this. There are some excellent deals right now in the province of Quebec because not everybody wants to go there and, you know, in these temperatures like Wheel of Balms do. So
you can
get some great deals.
Did you say something after baked goods?
Nothing that really mattered.
Elaine LaBalm is our travel correspondent, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. Elaine, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of the program or would like to listen to a past show, go to our website. All of our shows are archived there at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.